Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see the Dan bring this back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Their website is sbecouncil.org. Mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray has a number of books of his own that you can find on his website. Ray, folks, we're talking about the scenario that's going on right now. It's playing out right now, literally, across America. And that's this conversation, this debate, this tension, this controversy. I don't know what you call it, Ray, between the racial tension that's going on right now, primarily as a result of, in my opinion, not what happened in Ferguson in August between that officer and that young man, but the way the media and political leaders have fueled the flames since then, in my opinion. What do you think, Ray?
Well, that's the real story in terms of how far this has gotten is this shameless exploitation of the situation and others by certain political leaders. So no doubt about it, that is not new. Not to say that there aren't, issues worth debating and discussing, but when you take it to the level of, protests in the street, and again, people have the right to do, to have their voices heard. I'm not saying they don't, of course, in a lawful manner. And then people that, of course, take the whole situation and take it to a level of looting and riots and so on. So, but yes, you have to understand that these people that are so-called leaders on the political front, when they take these steps out there and say very controversial things and take a situation, one situation, and try to turn it into a national, supposedly a national challenge or a national ailment that this country has, and I don't think we do, quite frankly, there are consequences.
Well, Ray, I just have to be frank about this, and I hope people understand my position. I have two positions here. I have two stakes in this issue. One is as a small business owner myself, and as someone who advocates for small business, as you do. The other side is my son's a police officer, and I'll tell you something: the abandonment of the law enforcement community by people like our president and the top law enforcement officer in the country, Eric Holder, Attorney General Eric Holder. In my opinion, the language that those two gentlemen have used and the way they have injected themselves into local issues, in my opinion, Ray, has done two things. It's put small businesses in jeopardy, and it basically abandoned law enforcement across America. Now, is that too strong a statement?
No, it's hard to disagree with that, Jim. And a couple of things there. You know, when you say that the president's chief law enforcement officer, that is ultimately correct. And when you talk about the rule of law, if we don't have that rule of law, and understand that, that's protecting people. You know, it's protecting life, limb, and property, along with all those other things, in terms of contracts and so on. But the basic first duty of government, quite frankly, is to protect life, limb, and property.
Yep.
And that must be, understood first and foremost, one would hope, by the President of the United States. And I think his comments, when you go back to the grand jury decision in Ferguson, coming out so quickly, saying things that, quite frankly,
within 2 days, Eric Holder was conducting a civil rights violation investigation within 2 days before we knew what even happened.
Yeah,
we knew one thing. It was an altercation between a police officer and a young black man. The black man died. That's all we knew at that point. And yet he started an investigation. Now tell me that's not an agenda.
It's an agenda, and it undermines the rule of law.
Which he had no business even getting involved in. It's a local a local and a state issue, is it not?
Yeah, that's the other issue that you raised, Jim, which is quite legitimate, and people, I think too many people get lost on this, is that, yes, you're absolutely right. It is not a federal issue. It is a state and local issue, and that's where, you know, that's where these issues have to be dealt with. Now, of course,
which is also why, in my opinion, it did not raise to the level of the president even commenting on it.
Yeah, well, and it's hard to disagree with that. I mean, and if anything, one would hope that if the president decided to comment on it, that he would wait until the full picture was known. The full
right.
story.
Right. No. But Ray, if you didn't see it or go back and listen to it again, when he commented the night of the indictment, the attorney general, grand jury's failure to indict Officer Wilson from the Ferguson case. When the president came back and commented on it, he did say, yes, we have to, no, but we shouldn't be rioting, we should pay attention, we should accept the rule. But then he went on to say things that basically it sounded to us like, yeah, but I really don't agree with what happened, so wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I mean, it really made me feel that way. What did you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, the way he came out, and he served up essentially what came across as some platitudes. And then made clear that, you know, it was...
you can see on his face he was disappointed.
Yeah, and again...
He doesn't get to be disappointed.
Well,
as the President of the United States.
Issues here, at the very least, you know, this is the reaction I have to say of an ideologue. Because a prudent individual in the White House would wait until he had all the facts before...
President Obama is everyone's president. He's my president. He's every small business owner's president. He's the president of every member of the law enforcement community. And every one of them put their lives on the line every day on our behalf. They run toward 911 when you and I are running away from it. Quick break, 10-10. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.